The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
We're just kind of assessing our last caller's statement that we are undefeated in war in the United States of America. Now, there are those who would maybe dispute that. Vietnam, for instance, maybe even Korea. But I was just kind of taking stock on America at war and trying to figure out what our record actually is. And maybe you just tweet that out to Kim Jong-un.
Hey,
Revolutionary
Kim.
War, you got to figure definite win, yes. Right? War of 1812,
absolutely.
A win. Then you've got the Mexican-American War, big win. Then you've got the Spanish-American War. I guess you could consider the war with the Native Americans a victory. Let's see. Then you got World War I, World War II. Korea, I would say, is definitely a win. There are those who would say that was a tie.
Korea wasn't a win, but
I say it's a win because our goal there was not to take over North Korea. It was to keep them above the 38th parallel.
Which we did.
Which we did. Now, you could say Vietnam was next after Korea. And many people call that a loss. I frankly don't, because we didn't lose that. We just left.
It's kind of a tie.
It's kind of, so I'll give you, that was a tie.
Tie.
All right. We did what we set out to do, and that's to keep the South the South. When we left, now that's your thing. Okay. And they lost it quickly. So they lost. We weren't there at the time.
Right.
I'm going to chalk that that's up to tough. A tie.
Yeah. yeah. Tie's the worst that you can give that.
Yes. Yes. I think so. So then after Vietnam, then you've got, I guess, the first Iraq War, which was a victory. I think you could consider the present Iraq War, since we got rid of Saddam Hussein, a victory.
Well, it seems like it is anyway.
Afghanistan,
right?
We got rid of the Taliban, victory. See, Panama, I don't know if you can call that a war, but we kicked their ass.
I noticed right? You just skipped by Operation Urgent Fury.
At the Island of Spice?
The invasion of Grenada.
Oh, that's right. That was, what, 83, 84?
So it was four days of hell in 1983, Pat. I don't know that you want, I don't want to bring it up completely.
Right. Okay.
You know, it was a tough time.
Okay, including the Island of Spice and the Panama butt-kicking we gave them. That is 13-0-1. 13-0-1. 13-0-1.
How about that, Kimmy?
Okay. So... wouldn't hurt to remind Kim of that.
No, it would not.
And so, if for my money, our caller was correct in that we've never lost. 888-727.
I want Trump to tweet that about 10 hours from now after he listens to the
podcast.
Let's
see if he does.
President Trump,
he tweeted what we said yesterday. Let's see if he tweets this, too. Let's just, we gave you a little idea there, President Trump, and, you know,
you're welcome.
Make it yours if you want.
Yeah, it's all yours.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.